I'm Larry Voigtkin. For more than 100 years, Bram Stoker's Dracula, the story of the Romanian prince who is transformed into the ultimate blood-sucking predator, has thrilled and fascinated audiences. It has spawned other vampire tales, from novels of Anne Rice to the Twilight Saga. On film, Dracula's menacing presence has inhabited the silver screen for nearly a century, from the silent German classic Nosferatu starring Max Schreck, through Bela Lugosi, Christopher Lee, Frank Langella, Gary Oldman, to Luke Evans. Now, we have Dracula, the ballet. Saturday evening, April 29th, at the Theater at North in Scranton, the Ballet Theater of Scranton presents an original ballet based on the story of Dracula. Blending classical and contemporary dancing, and using a score fashioned from authentic recordings of Balkan and Slavic folk music arrangements, this theater piece for dancers delves deeper into the psyche of the title character. Joanne Arduino, artistic director of the company, describes it as a haunting love story.
This ballet, it isn't the gory Dracula. Everybody thinks of the gory vampire Dracula. Yes, he is a vampire, but it really showcases his human side and why he became Count Dracula and why he did what he did. But it varies in the emotions. It shows the angry side of him, and the evil side of him. It shows the seductive side of him, and it shows the love side of him. And so, honestly, at the end of the ballet, you almost wish that the woman selects him to stay with forever. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell you what the ending is.
Okay. For a company that is known for staging the classic ballets, such as Giselle and the Nutcracker, Dracula might seem an odd choice, but Joanne explains that
Dracula has always intrigued me.
Oh, really?
And I've always loved the movie Bram Stoker's Dracula.
That's the one that was like in the 90s with...
Yes, with Anthony Hopkins.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that one. With Gary Oldman. And,
yes, mm-hmm. Who was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
But last year we did Coppelia, and of course it's a classic. And you know I always like to give our dancers and the audience variety and give them experience of both the classics and some new works and some contemporary works. And this ballet was actually brought to my attention by my mentor, Henry Danton. He is an original member of the Royal Ballet, which was the Sadler's Wells Ballet then. And he, God bless him, he's 98 years old, and he is a ballet master. And he said to me, did you ever think about Dracula? And I said, I cannot believe you're saying this to me because it's always been in the back of my mind. And a gentleman who danced for our 50th anniversary, his name is Arkady Orachowski. I met him then. And since then, he had a company in Ohio, and now he has a company in Mississippi. And Henry Danton is based in Mississippi and has seen this work. So Arkady and his wife, Katya, they did this original work first in Ohio and now in Mississippi. And Henry Danton saw the work and said, it's very good, and I think it would be good for your company. And so pieces sort of fell into place. We knew Arkady. I value Mr. Danton's opinion, and he thought it would be good work for our company. And so we brought Arkady and Katya in January, and they set the ballet, and we've been rehearsing it since.
The music for this ballet is, original music or?
It is original music, and Arkady brought it with him, and it is a mix of early 20th century Ukrainian composers that orchestrated known Ukrainian folk music, and it is really haunting at times. It's powerful at times. It's emotional at times. So the music is really beautiful.
Characters that we expect from Dracula in the story?
Yes.
I mean, besides Dracula, we have the woman who sometimes is Mina, sometimes Lucy. So tell me a little bit about the story this version of Dracula.
Surely, we begin, our prologue is in the mid-1400s, and Count Vlad, who is the Romanian prince, and his wife Elisabeta, and she receives a letter that he was killed in battle. And she is so in love with him that when she gets the letter, she is so distraught that she throws herself from the window and commits suicide. And the letter was a mistake. And he comes back home to find her. And when he finds her dead, he vows against God, and that's when he turns evil. Then we go 400 years later, and we're in England at a party for Lucy, who is being engaged. But her best friend is Mina. And Mina is the exact duplicate, so to speak, resemblance of his late wife. And he preys upon Lucy, and in the meantime, sees Mina. And when he sees Mina, he is completely taken with her, that he believes it's his wife reincarnated, and really, truly is in love with her and follows her and tries to get her to fall in love with him as well.
What kind of set do you have for this? You had to create a set?
Well, we're using backdrops, of course, and set pieces that we are creating ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And is Dennis coming back as lighting designer?
He is. So Dennis Size comes back every year, thankfully. This, I think, is 20-some year. Mm-hmm. And he has a wonderful artistic eye. And as he calls it, he comes to play in Scranton because he does television 24/7 most of his days of his life, and so to do live theater and live ballet is really an exciting venture for him, and we have become very good friends, and we have a really good creative way of working together.
Choreographer Arkady Orachovsky has blended various dance styles in this retelling of the famous tale.
This one has a mix of classical and contemporary choreography, and I think it's very good for our company, and I think it's interesting for the audience. There's lots of emotion in it.
Mm-hmm. What about your lead dancers?
Our lead dancers, Dracula, who is exceptional in this ballet, his name is Colin Bolthouse, and he is a native of Tunkhannock. And he studied with us since he's 12 years old. He's now about 20 years old. And after he graduated high school, he became a professional dancer. He danced in Ohio with a wheelchair-based dance company. And then after that, he is now living in the New York, New Jersey area, and he's a freelance professional dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the female lead, Mina, is a native of Old Forge Taylor, and her name is Jerrica Tallow, and she's a beautiful young woman who's danced her whole life. And they have a really good chemistry together. Jonathan is a native of Scranton, and he is a Spanish teacher at Abington Heights High School and has danced for many years. Wonderful character dancer, character actor. And Lucy is a young, very innocent, which is so appropriate for the role, a young girl who's a senior at Scranton Prep, and her name is Elizabeth Conway.
Joanne Arduino, Artistic Director of the Ballet Theatre of Scranton. Their performance of the original ballet, Dracula, takes place Saturday, April 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Theatre at North in Scranton. For tickets, go online to www.tututix.com. That's T-U-T-U-T-I-X.com, tututix.com, or phone 570-347-2867, 347-2867. For WVIA, I'm Larry Voitko.